Next, we would like to follow up with a presentation from Mr. Omikawa. And please allow me to explain about the situation in Japan and talk about the consumer and the solution area. The format is always the same, but I'd like to try out some new ideas. But in regard to the second quarter, these were the announcements that we had made. And we had a internal volunteer system to make more social contributions. And we also have, for the past 3-4 years, held an event, Direction, which is organized by Trend Micro with the cooperation of our partners. And we tried to get end users gathered, and we have continued efforts here. And this event was carried out again in July. Here are some pictures. On the 7th of July, the event was held, and there were over 1,200 persons who registered, and people registered through the internet, and 807 unique users came. Over half of them were end users in the information systems departments. They were not people from our partner companies, but rather over half were from end users. This shows that from 5 years ago, TrendMicro has worked with reputation services and have carried out solid efforts here. And in the endpoint area, we're achieving a track record, as Eva Chen has mentioned. And we'll have full-fledged releases taking place from here onwards in Japan, so we believe that things will accelerate even more. But at any rate, in regard to our smart protection network, our performance is being highly evaluated, and in Direction 2010, some of the new functions were used by users, and including older PCs, they've been able to reduce the memory utilization and this capacity, and so they were able to revitalize their older PCs, and that was highly evaluated. And there were several presentations that were made in this regard. Now, we also make a social contribution for Japanese students. We are offering opportunities on a global basis, and we announced this project. It's the Trend Micro Security Award, and the theme was in regard to new types of web security and also the services that can be offered using our PC silicon product. And we had committee members who looked into the themes of the new web service security, cloud computing, and the new services using PC silicon. As for the consumers business, there's the area of rebates that are linked to sales. As you're aware, in consumer business, when it comes to retail business, there is a business model still remaining, unfortunately, that makes things costly. But it's not something that impacts just us. All of the competitors who use retail shops face the same problem, and this situation is still continuing. And when it comes to new sales, for double-digit sales increases to be increased, if you go to consumer retail shops, you'll see that in the software corners, things are getting much more poorer than before, but we continue to increase our activities there. And we had a multi-year, a three-year approach, and it seems that products are being sold at lower prices. So people are now jumping on to the less expensive solutions rather than the frequent update solutions. And so we'll have to think about this and see how we can make it a more profitable and healthier business. In North America and in Europe, there's Best Buy and Office Depot that have established stronger relationships with us. And so we'll see more recovery there. And in Europe, Best Buy, Dixon's, and Carrefour have started their activities. And we are looking forward to future activities there. And there'll be new consumer products that will be released soon. And so we can accelerate things there. In Asia-Pacific region, finally, for the buying behavior of the consumers, we have finished a survey in regard to their buying patterns, and a new version will come about so that for Asia, there will be new efforts started. As for our efforts in new businesses, here we've been talking about it for some time, but for USB and so on. We also have the USB, and in August there was the announcement made of NAS security. And so from antivirus, we're seeing more depth and also more horizontal deployment into other areas, and we're seeing steady progress here. And this is the Trend Micro NAS security, and also the Trend Micro USB security. Buffalo is working with us on an OEM basis so that as their products, for the volume of business there, we can get license revenue. And for buying customers, from the second year onwards, for antivirus pattern files, there is going to be a renewal that will be required. And this will also go through Buffalo when the renewal takes place. And this will also mean a revenue for us, according to our business model. As for the NAS product, on the 18th of August, the shipments will begin. And on the 25th of August, we will have global shipments with the English language version, started from Buffalo. And for TMUSB, for business market, we have had already quite a good success there, although just in the Japanese market. And for the consumers as well, we've started shipments from July, and if we go to the retail stores, that at the hardware corners, you can see that for TMUSB, people buying the hardware are also being urged to take advantage of a sales campaign, as indicated here.
So more than 200 major companies have received the samples and evaluations for this next product, the Trend Micro Portable Security, in the first 2 months. 24,800 yen per piece, and including evaluation, more than 200 companies have purchased this product in the first 2 months. We have received many inquiries from APAC. So before the end of Q3, we will be ready with an English version. And then we will sell this product in different parts of Asia as well. This should be a very profitable business. Protection provided to devices that is difficult to be installed with an antivirus. Moving on to solution business, we are covering different businesses. There's Hamio and Qualys, different types of solution businesses. I would like to start with a Trend Micro Threat Management Solution. And finally, we can name the customer in Japan with their permission, Nikon. For domestic sites in Singapore and Thailand, information security policy should be unified. That's the idea of Nikon, because many things are happening in the rest of Asian region. They want to install a monitoring device to see the weaknesses of security. So in the center within Japan, they can use TMS and monitor the whole of Asia, and they have decided to expand this globally as well. Moving on to a global example. Actually, APAC growth is much faster than that of Japan because of anti-botnet. Northern Japan, in the other Asian countries, there is a very strong countermeasure against botnet, including support from government. So right now we are expanding this effort to multiple countries within Asia. And also in Japan, some of the government agencies have started sharing this idea, but countermeasure against botnet is very slow within the Japanese government. But we provide the only global solution, so this product is selling very well at the global level. Qualys does a vulnerability assessment, so that can be combined with our threat management system, which will basically make a total solution for which we have great expectations. Before the end of the year, collaboration with Qualys and sales, including Qualys product, will be done. Moving on to DDoS prevention. Including a hospital application, we are seeing sales growing, especially in Asia. Moving on to deep security, cloud, hybrid, we just showed you a graph of how this sales is growing. Shipment started at the end of March in Japan, and we have already more than 10 customers. In North America and also in Australia, we are receiving major deals for deep security. Competition was IBM, but we won the deal. So this product has a lot of potential, and we have strong track record in the West. In Japan and Asia, cloud and virtual security is very slow. VMware is a growing double, and we are competing against IBM in this area. IBM is the only competition. But IBM product is not as highly evaluated as ours because of their relationship with the technology companies. HP, CTC have made announcements recently in Japan for virtualization and cloud. Deep security will be used as standard for their solutions. So we have TMS and deep security and anti-botnet. This is very unique to us, and we're beginning to see our advantage and growth. Regarding endpoint, as you may know, PC Cilin and Office Scan have a big market share in endpoint. And we have also covered VDI. We will have a new version, including Think Client. add on and cross sell to endpoint users, including backup disk and other possibilities, would be offered, launched in the future. So within Japan and Asian region, cross selling for endpoint customers will be done in Q3 and Q4. We believe that we can do big things in those two quarters as well. That's all. Thank you.